Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 147, entitled, How to Find Your Why, Get Passionate About Life, and Have a True Purpose, I chat with my good friend Sal Mariano. Sal Mariano is an international speaker and self-mastery life coach, and in today's episode, Sal talks about how to find your why for getting out of bed every morning and how to get passion and purpose in your life. He shares with us his story of overcoming deep personal struggles and how he turned his life around a few years back and became a high-achieving international life coach. Sal talks about what you can do today if you're trying to figure out your purpose in life and how to go about living a life you truly love. If you're wondering how you can find your passion and purpose in life and finally figure out your why, check this episode out now. You're going to love it. Hey, just a quick reminder to sign yourself up for the Elite Man newsletter if you haven't yet. Get behind-the-scenes access to bonus tips, strategies, and techniques to becoming the best man you can be, exclusively on the Elite Man newsletter. Go to elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter and sign yourself up right now. Again, that's elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter. And now, a quick word from our fantastic sponsors. Are you a health-conscious person? Of course you are. You're listening to the Elite Man Podcast. And today I've got some great news for you. If you want to save a boatload on life insurance, you're in luck. That's because Health IQ has partnered with Elite Man to give you an absolutely incredible deal on your life insurance. They're one of the only companies I know who's taken science, data, and research and combined this knowledge into rewarding you for being a health-minded person. Runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and many others have already benefited immensely from working with Health IQ. One man was able to cut his yearly premium by around 80% while increasing his coverage. Another gentleman obtained a $1 million policy for half the price he was paying for his $500,000 policy. Yeah, it's pretty incredible what Health IQ is able to do for you, the health-minded Elite Man listener. Learn more right now and get a free quote at healthiq.com/eliteman. Again, that's healthiq.com/eliteman. Hey, have you heard about the revolutionary new electronic glasses that let the legally blind actually see? Yes, that's correct. There is a brand new game-changing technology called eSight that allows legally blind people to finally see. With these electronic glasses, the legally blind can be mobile, work for a living, study at school, and independently perform virtually all activities of their daily life. eSight enables the legally blind to experience moments they only dreamed about before. Moments such as parents seeing their newborns' faces for the very first time, job seekers returning to work, and students participating fully in their academic life. This month, Time magazine named eSight one of the world's best inventions of 2017, and it's easy to see why. These glasses are amazing, and I totally love what they're doing for so many people. Go to everyonedeservestosee.com right now to learn more about these revolutionary glasses. Again, that's everyonedeservestosee.com right now. Find out why eSight is changing the visual game for the legally blind. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from elitemanmagazine.com, and my guest today is none other than my good friend Sal Mariano. Sal, thanks so much for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you very much for having me, Justin.
Hey, really excited, man. I got a fellow Bostonian on the podcast today. So how's the weather out there?
Oh, man. I think during on Thanksgiving, I ran a 5K, and it was 27 degrees out.
Shit, dude. You are insane. How the hell did you do that?
My uncle dared me.
Oh, my God, man. You are fucking insane. That is awesome, though. Good for you. Good for you. You're staying in shape, too. I see your posts on Facebook and stuff, man. Looks like you're getting ripped.
Yeah, I'm trying. The last time I met you, actually, you motivated me. I saw your shoulders and your biceps busting out, and I was like, I need to get it going on.
Come on. Don't bullshit me. Oh, man. Oh, dude, I'm excited to talk to you, Sal. Every time we get together, every time we chat, it's just an awesome conversation. We actually have...
We have conversations periodically on the phone, through email, through Facebook messaging, and literally, dude, you're one of the coolest people I know, and just inspiring every time I talk to you. Literally, like getting off the phone with you sometimes, I'm like fucking amped up for the rest of the day from having that call. And there's not too many people that you know that you can have a call with like that, that just like, you know, fire you up or put you in a good mood. But you, I can honestly say you are one of those guys that does that for me. So excited to talk to you again, man, and expose you finally to the Elite Man podcast audience.
Oh, wow. That's a huge drop. Thank you so much for that acknowledgement. That is amazing.
Absolutely. Sal, I mentioned in the intro a minute ago that you are a self-mastery coach, an international speaker, and you now have a podcast called Grow Your Hustle, which is really cool. I checked out the first few episodes. Loved it. Man, let's dive into your backstory. I want to talk today about a few of the things you do, you know, regarding self-mastery and specifically identifying your why and kind of finding your purpose. But I want to dive into your backstory a little bit, man. Can you just kind of get the listeners up to date on, I know it's been incredible last few years for you. Can you just kind of talk about where you were, say, 3 to 5 years ago and kind of how you got to the place you are now?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for the space. So, I would like to say too, in high school, it really started in high school. I'm not going to get too deep into that because it's very many years ago, but in high school, I had an identity issue. I had really bad acne. I didn't come into my size. I was a late bloomer with puberty. It was really confusing for me. And I struggled. I was actually bullied and then I was a bully, which is really interesting. We don't have to get into that, but it was struggled. So fast forward, about 3 to 5 years ago, I ended up starting my own company in e-commerce. I sold iPhone parts from China and then into the US, and I got my first stab kind of at what it's like to run your own business. And it was really, really fun. It was really tiresome. I kind of got bored of it and moved on. Then fast forward, I went through a couple different corporate jobs, corporate gigs. I ended up ending in a corporate job about 2 years ago that was a salesman. I sold liquor in Massachusetts. And the reason for that is my family, they've been in the restaurant industry for 8 years. They work really, really hard. And I was like, you know what? I know alcohol. I was trained by an alcoholic historian. So it was more of a hobby that turned into a job. Now, fast forward, I ended up being absolutely miserable, man. I look back and the snapshot of my life is over the last 16 years, I lived for everyone and everything else, Justin. It was like what my mom, what my dad said, what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to go to college. I was supposed to get the girl, buy the house, buy the car, get the job, all this shit, man, that everyone told me I was supposed to do. And I woke up every single day living for someone else and not me. So what ended up happening was I decided after one crazy night, crazy partying night, I'm not going to deny it. I'll share it right here. Crazy, crazy partying night. I woke up and I was like, dude, what the fuck is the point of this life? Like, what is going on? Why am I doing this madness? And it was that moment that I, for the first time in my life, instead of looking out, I started looking in. And that gave me so much perspective on life as a whole. And to make a long story short, I was like, it felt like a drug, Justin. I don't know if you ever felt this, but the moment I started looking in and getting answers for myself, it felt so euphoric and so amazing that I was like, okay, whoa. And essentially what I did was I worked on this for about 6 months, heavily, heavily reading. I read over 50 books that year, audio, tangible books. And then I said, all right, this is what I was meant to do. I was meant to inspire, motivate. I was meant to help people master themselves, aka self-mastery. Instead of looking out, you look in. And I created a business saying, you know what, there's got to be guys out there and women that were like me and that could just need a little taste of what it's like giving back to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Love it, man. Yeah, honestly, that's kind of where we have similar stories, I guess, in that sense. It's like trying to be someone you're not, trying to fit into other crowds, trying to please other people, please your parents, please your, you know, friends or people you think are your friends. All that shit just leads to you pretending to be someone you're not or having that identity crisis and not knowing who you really are and my problems all really culminated with that kind of belief system too, and then that outlook on life. And it wasn't, like you said, until I started looking in and seeing and doing things that made me really happy, like truly fulfilled inside, is when my life changed. And, you know, I went on my journey as well and overcame things like depression and anxiety and low self-esteem and having no confidence or success with women for many years. And it wasn't until I fixed, you know, the problems inside that I was able to, you know, be happy outside and share that with other people.
That is, yeah, man. I mean, oh, amen to that. I do have to tell listeners too, Justin, just so everyone knows, when I started my journey over a year ago, Justin played a huge role in my success. He had an Elite Man conference that was so fucking awesome. I met all these cool dudes. I met Justin, and it has been a game changer since. So thank you for that, Justin. I appreciate the support.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I met you at the conference, I think, for the first time, and it was awesome. You know, just great. We were talking about this too a few minutes ago, like connecting with other people in person. Just the power of face-to-face contact and building a real connection in person, as opposed to just, you know, emailing people or talking on the phone or messaging them on Facebook. It's like that's one thing that's great, and it helps, and you know, to a certain degree. But like the connection you feel when you're with somebody in person or hanging out with somebody, it's just, you know, fucking second to none, man. It's an incredible feeling. It's really something special. And yeah, man, I was happy with the conference and really happy I was able to meet you and guys just like you at the event. So, you know, we're looking forward to, we're still planning out the next conference. I don't have any dates in, you know, in mind specifically, but we're definitely going to do something because that was just too much fun not to.
Right, man. Hey, you Justin Stenstrom and the Elite Man conference is part of my story, man. That's lifelong. So I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. So Sal, let's dive into the first major thing I want to talk about, the first major topic I want to cover today, and that's really identifying your why and finding your purpose, which is related to that. Can you talk about what you mean when you teach guys this concept of identifying what your why is? Does this kind of relate to millennials specifically? Is that kind of your main audience of who you coach, or is this like anybody in general can, you know, benefit from this information?
Yeah, so it started out with millennials. It really did. But what was interesting is it also sparked interest for some of the baby boomers regarding how to understand millennials. So and what you find out is as you kind of dive into all this stuff and all these words that we use to identify X, Y, Z, you start to realize that there's patterns, and people want so badly to wake up in the morning for something, for some reason. Napoleon Hill calls it a burning desire, author of Think and Grow Rich, which was a life-changing book for me. And I call it purpose. Simon Sinek calls it the why, the power of why. I even tailed off and was like, why not do the power of why not, right? So anyways, what I found is I found that through my own experience that millennials themselves have such a difficult time identifying why they're living, for the same reason why you and I woke up that one day, potentially for you, I'll speak for myself, but why I woke up that one day and I was like, what is the point of this? And you know, it takes some serious, serious thought to dare yourself to ask that hard question. Why am I living? And it's not to get morbid, right? I'm not talking about, why am I living in terms of death? I'm talking about what is the purpose of me getting up in the morning? What is the purpose of me going to this job, of me with this woman, of me in this relationship? What the hell is the purpose? And I found that when you ask people this, Justin, tell me if you run into this, but when you ask someone, what is your purpose to life? And you really looked in the eye, they close right up. They freaking close up like a Venus flytrap. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable because most people, they hang out on the surface, right? It's all surface level relationships, fair-weathered relationships, fair-weathered sports fans, all these things that are surface. Like, hey, what's up, man? Like, think about the last time that someone was like, hey, Justin, how you doing? And they just said, how you doing? Because that's part of a conversation. It's not actually like, how are you doing, Justin? You know? Mm-hmm. And so why am I getting this? Because I've found that when you help people, when you help even beyond millennials, anyone on this planet, when you help people identify their why, which can change, by the way. It's not just the one answer that solves it all. When you help people identify their why, they live for a sense of purpose and they create this burning desire. And all the self-help stuff, all the stuff that everyone wants, whether it's picking up girls, it's getting that job, it's starting that new business, it's creating financial freedom, it's traveling around the world, whatever that is, you get up and you show the fuck up when you have something to live for. like I call it this in my highest vibrational times, not to get all guru on you, but I've done some insane work when I went to Bali on trying to understand how to ride this crazy energy like a wave, like the surfers do. And I found that through my highest levels of connection with that higher power or whatever, if you want to believe in the law of attraction, some of you, I found that I was waking up like Christmas morning every day. Like I couldn't even wait to get out of bed, and it was amazing.
That is awesome, man. And by the way, I love the passion in your voice, man. Just like talking about this shit, and this is who you are too. We've hung out multiple times in person now, and this is who you are, like 24/7. This isn't just, you know, putting on a show for the elite man audience here. This is like fucking what gets you excited. I've seen it in person. I've lived it. This is awesome, man. I love how passionate you are about life and how passionate you are about your mission and you know, talking about this stuff and helping other guys out. So yeah, keep going, man. This is really cool.
Oh man, I really appreciate I'm always asked. An elite man podcast exclusive right here. I'm always asked, please don't coach me, Sal. And I look at people and I go, I'm not fucking coaching you. Like, what do you mean I'm not coaching you? This is my life.
You're like, dude, this is just what fucking fires me up. I'm always fired up.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, you can't. Oh, I don't know.
No, it's incredible, man. Your energy and your passion is second to none as far as I can recall right now, dude. It's really something to behold for you guys out there listening. But yeah, so let's talk. How do you identify your why? Well, actually, what is your why specifically, Sal? What gets you fired up? What is the thing that gets you so excited every day and puts that passion in your voice? What is it specifically that you do?
You know what? This is a great question, Justin. Thank you for this. So I want to give the listeners something, permission that I never got when I was younger. I want you to know that your why does not have to be the same thing every single day. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's good to generalize it and understand your purpose, and you work out it every day to get more specific as what people will tell you. Like, you got to get specific. Let me remove that for a second. Think deep inside of your heart. And think about that person, that little child that you were, that high school student that you were, that person that you were that was untainted by the world. And then as the journey went through, as you were tainted by the bullies, by the insecurities, by the anxiety, by the stress, by the, does women like me? Do they not like me? All these things, all these people, they're just looking for a fucking answer. Someone to look at them and say, hey, you're not alone. I got you. Like, I got you. You are not alone. If I had someone at 18 years old, 19 years old, 20, 25, even 2 years ago, Justin, if I had someone 2 years ago that was like, hey, you're not alone, I believe in you, that would have completely rocked my life, completely rocked my life. So I woke up one day and I was like, you know what? The profoundness in my why, the conviction in my voice, why I show up like this every day is because I think about that young man. I think about that young man. I think about, you know, the young man that's like, I am meant for so much fucking more in this life, but I'm beat up. I'm beat up by my family, by my friends, by the people around me. I don't understand. Now, who am I? What am I doing? If I had a Justin Stenstrom in my life at 18 fucking years old, that's why I do what I do. And when I think about that, I think about empowering people to become the best versions of themselves creates a better fucking world. And that world cherishes with – it focuses more on love than negativity. So you're going to see more growth. You're going to see more happiness. My children someday, whether I choose to have them or not, will live in a better world, so I keep doing what I'm doing, even if it's one person I affect. So my why is profound, and it's backed with conviction, belief that I wanted – I could have used the Justin Stenstrom when I was younger. I became that person to help these people.
So let me ask you this, but I want to dive into – how other people can find their whys as well. But mm-hmm. First, I want to ask you this. When you're having a shitty day, when you wake up and, you know, you're sick or you have a headache or you don't feel good or you're tired, you didn't get enough sleep the night before, mm-hmm. How do you get yourself motivated? How do you say, you know, fuck all the bullshit, I want to still have this passion. I want to still help other people. I want to empower other people. I want to be Sal Mariano, the self-mastery coach who's helping, you know, thousands of guys online. How do you step back into your why when you're having a shitty day, when you're off, when, you know, something bad happens to you?
Oh, such a badass question. All right. Amazing. All right. So I have this three things. I have a non-negotiable. No matter how I feel, what I do, I make it to the gym 6 times a week. I have to get my blood pumping. If I don't, I'm a bag of crap. All right. So what I do, no matter what, no matter how sick and tired I am, no matter what, I get myself, even if I'm sick, even if I'm really sick, I'll still go and try and get my heart rate up. I won't hurt myself, but I'll do a little bit more than I normally would in the beginning of the day. Mm-hmm. The other thing, when I'm done with that, when I'm done giving back to myself, giving energy to myself, I remind myself, I stop for a moment and I remind myself that of my accomplishments. So I think back and I think back about my accomplishments, and it doesn't have to be big or small. I think about me traveling the world, me meeting a guy like you, me heading to the Elite Man Conference, me doing my leadership trainings, me going to Bali and climbing a volcano at sunrise. I think about my first kiss. I think about my first time I ever had sex. I think about the shit that I did that no one could ever take from me. And I embrace that into my life and I own it and I go, bam. I hit it, the eye of the tiger goes, and I go, well, no one can fucking stop me because no one can take that away from me. And then the third thing is I realize that my purpose is bigger than myself. So when I realize my purpose is bigger than myself, any physical ailment, any laziness, any crap ass thoughts, whatever the hell it is, goes bye-bye and I'm unstoppable. That's it.
Cool. I love that, man. Especially the last one. It's like, talking to Andrew Marr a few episodes back, the Green Beret badass dude, but we were talking about something similar, and he says just like putting something above yourself, having a greater purpose, like, you know, if you have a family, it's putting your family first above yourself, like their needs, your children, your wife, above your own needs, taking care of other people. He went out into, you know, fought multiple battles and stuff in the war. And it was the purpose was surviving for the rest of his platoon, I guess you would call it, or his friends. They were out to battle with him, and putting like the purpose of the mission above individual made the mission successful, made him, you know, complete and be successful in all these different endeavors. And that's super powerful, man, is having a purpose that is bigger than just yourself. When you focus on yourself all the time, you tend to kind of get lost in the meaningfulness of things. And I think you lose sight of what's really important.
Bro, that is amazing. What comes up for me is Martin Luther King, Gandhi, like these people that created such a big why that their lives were taken because of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, sacrificing essentially their own life for the betterment of millions of other people. I mean, you know, Martin Luther King, basically, for all African Americans in this country, you know, they can thank him for a lot of the things that they have, all the rights and stuff, and the improvements we've had over the last, 40, 50 years. I mean, a lot of that can be attributed to him. And, of course, you know, marching down Selma, Alabama, and getting arrested and getting into fights and all this other stuff and getting attacked by people and then getting assassinated. I don't think he signed up for that because it was easy. Mm-hmm. He signed up for that because it was his mission. It was what he was put on this earth to do. It was what you know, we're talking about here, about having that purpose, getting fired up. That's what fired him up every single day, was, you know, the civil rights and improving the lives of African Americans and you know, that kind of thing, which is a lot more powerful if he's just thinking of, you know, how can I make my life better? What's going to make me happy today? Or, you know, when we sit around and watch cartoons on, you know, back in the 60s and do nothing all day, we would have a completely different world. But
So true.
All right. So going back to the identifying your why, how can other people listening to this episode, how can they identify what their why is, find their purpose in life? Not everybody is going to be a Martin Luther King, a Gandhi, or a Sal Mariano, you know, life coach. What can they do if they're just kind of like a regular average Joe type of guy listening to the show? What gets them fired up? What can get them fired up? What is their purpose in life?
That's amazing. So I'm glad you said that, actually, because look, these people are used for an example, like a Martin Luther King, or, you know, an Oprah Winfrey, or a Sylvester Stallone, or a John D. Rockefeller. All these names in history are used to trigger some point in your mind to think bigger than yourself. But here's the reality. Here's the beauty of the truth behind you and behind the why. This is very, very clear for the listeners. Take a deep breath and listen to this. There is no one in the world that can be you. Okay. Martin Luther King cannot be you. Sal Mariano cannot be you. Justin Sensrum cannot be you. You are unique in your own way, and that is profound, and that is good enough. So know that first off the bat. Know that you are perfect exactly the way you are. Don't strive for perfection because you already are. That's one of the philosophies that I live by. It kind of, you know, I suffered from perfectionism for so long, and then I woke up one day and I said, I'm fucking awesome. Why am I putting so much damn pressure on myself? So the why is so important. The why is so important. So if I was joking with my mother a couple hours ago, and she was like, why? What is this whole why concept? Why do you help people find the why? And I said, Mom, if you asked me what my why was 3 years ago, I'd be like, get a motorcycle, have a cocktail, and pick up a girl. Like, let's be real. That is literally, if you asked me that, it would be boom, boom, boom. It would usually be money related, materialistic related. These things that I call are surface. The problem with that is once you buy the motorcycle, you have it, you ride it, you get bored. Once you go have the beer, you get drunk, and then you wake up the next day. Once you get the girl, you're either going to get married or you're going to find another girl, and life goes on. See, the thing is I found that these are surface-level thoughts. The why is when you stop for a moment and you think deep. You think about reason. You think about when I was explaining my why earlier. You think about what does life mean to you when you have the girl, when you have the motorcycle, when you have the fucking drink at the end of the week because you worked your ass off, when you're hanging with the guys, what gets you up? And I found that when you ask people this question – whether you're regular or not, you're perfect the way you are. Here's the deal. People close up, and they close up because they don't know. And guess what? The first level of understanding is awareness. And if you say you don't know, that is fucking awesome. Because instead of creating an excuse for your life, instead of creating something that is stopping you, a bullshit excuse, you're going, you know what? I don't know. And that's the first step because you're aware. I don't know my why. Essentially, you're saying – it's not important enough to know, and that's okay, because what is? So what I've found through working on this over and over and over, I realized this, and Justin, maybe you can chime in here too, because I know you've helped tons of men with dating, and I hear this come up a lot. How can you possibly love another woman if you don't love yourself? Mm-hmm. So does that come up a lot with the dating?
Yeah, no, it certainly does, man, and I don't know. For me personally, I feel like it starts from within. You do have to love yourself before you can love other women.
That's amazing.
Before you can truly find someone to love. Like you can be attracted to other women. You can be infatuated by other women. You can think you love other women, and you're mm-hmm. you know, so obsessed with someone you meet because she's fucking really hot or she has a great mm-hmm. personality. But to truly find love and be in love with somebody and have them love you back, like that kind of unconditional love, I think it really starts from within. You have to love yourself because you can't reveal who you truly are to somebody else without loving yourself and knowing that you're going to be okay doing that.
Oh, man, that is so badass. I love that. So exactly. For all those men out there that are like the studs with the big muscles and like rocking it, and you got the suits and stuff like that. Look, I was one of those guys. Let me tell you something right now. The sexiest thing you could ever, ever wear is not the outfit at Salvatore Ferragamo and Fifth Avenue, New York City. It's not. It's self-love. It's the sexiest thing you could ever wear. So what it came to me was this. I asked myself the question. I said, wait a minute. If I don't love myself, how the fuck could I love a purpose to live? That's when I asked. I'm like, holy crap, if I don't love myself, I don't even trust myself enough to understand my why. Why the hell do I have the right to say what I live for if I don't even love myself, which translates to trusting myself? And I'll tell you right now, if for those of you who are out there, and Justin, please chime in, the best time I ever picked up a girl in my entire life, when, by the way, I didn't have to do pickup lines, I didn't have to do any of that shit, was when I had that twinkle in my eye, I trusted myself, and I was like, boom, boss mode showing up. What do you think?
Hey, just wanted to take a minute to thank Health IQ for sponsoring today's episode. By sponsoring the show, they allow us to give you incredible episodes like this for free. And we love partnering with them because of their dedication to helping you, the health-conscious elite man listener, save a ton of money on your life insurance. Historically, you get penalized by life insurance companies for family history, BMI, and other attributes, but you don't get rewarded for your health-conscious lifestyle. But like saving money by being a good driver, Health IQ actually rewards you and gets you lower rates on your life insurance with your health-minded lifestyle. That's why I love them. Go to healthiq.com/eliteman right now if you haven't yet. Okay, back to the episode now.
Dude, that's the best way, man. When you're
fully natural when you're just being present and you have that energy about you. And that's what's, I think, the most attractive. Like, you don't need – I mean, I'm all about natural game. I got a program called the Natural Dating Blueprint, and this is essentially what we talk about, being yourself, revealing your authentic self, being vulnerable in different situations, having the confidence to show who you truly are. And just having that confidence to reveal your personality in all sorts of different facets. Like, we all have different things we don't like about ourselves, attributes that we wish we were better. You know, maybe it was someone who's short, they want to be taller. Maybe it's someone who's bald, they want to have hair. Maybe it's someone who wants to have big muscles, like the guys you were talking about a minute ago, if you're a skinny guy. But you can still love yourself in every single area. Just work on improving those things that you can improve on and forget about the things that you can. I mean, like you said, there's only one Sal Mariano. There's only one Justin Centrum. There's only one you out there. Embrace who you are and fucking love what you have to offer this world. It's incredible. And it's a shame, too, how many guys don't realize that fact, that they have something incredible inside them, something incredibly unique that you're not going to find anywhere else. But they're, like, ashamed, or they're scared, or they're insecure about it because they don't think they fit into the mold of what women want, or what's attractive in society. But they're attractive just embracing who they are, and that's the most attractive quality of all, is really stepping into your own skin and owning who the fuck you are.
Oh, yes. Oh my god, mic drop. Oh wow. So to keep diving, we're gonna go down another layer. This is great. So for those of you who are out there are like, okay, yeah, Sal, Justin, I get it. Self love, whoopty friggin' do. I understand. I think I love myself, or you know what? I don't. Here's the second level of awareness, understanding that you don't. Okay. And here's how. I'm gonna tell you how to love yourself more than you ever could in your entire life. This is it. This is the secret. This is the sauce. This is what I do with my one-on-one. This is what I do in my group settings. I fucking live this every day. All right. The oak tree, the great oak tree, does not become the oak overnight. Okay. You plant an oak seed. You plant an acorn. Okay. If you leave that acorn there, you cross your fingers and hope to God Mother Nature gives it rain, gives it soil, gives it proper nutrients. You hope that some fox or squirrel or whatever doesn't come and dig that thing up, okay? You hope. Life doesn't work out that way. Here's the thing. You can't just wake up one day and say, I love myself, all right? I once asked females, I said to them, I go, do you use conditioner? And they look at me and they go, what the fuck? What? Yeah, I use conditioner. I go, okay, yeah, but why? I don't use conditioner. Why? He said, because it keeps my hair silky and smooth. And I said, okay, all right, cool. I go, well, what would happen if you didn't use conditioner? They're like, it would get dry and knotty. I go, so you're telling me that you condition your hair on a regular basis? And he said, yes. I go, well, why the fuck aren't you conditioning your life? Why aren't you doing that? And this is what self-love, this is how you get to self-love. You get to there by conditioning your life through self-care. And that looks different for everyone. That looks different for everyone. For me, it's going to the gym. It's reading. It's understanding my purpose. It's spending 2 to 4 hours per day on igniting myself, giving myself, if we're going to go back to the acorn, it's making sure it's watered. It's making sure that there's not shit over it so that when it sprouts for the first time, it doesn't break a stem. People think that they can sit back, sit on the couch, eat potato chips, and the perfect woman's going to walk into their lap. You know what? Maybe that will happen once in a blue moon, but I'm not waiting for that. I'm not waiting for that. And this is what I found. I found this. I found that you love yourself more and more each day, the more you condition yourself and you give to yourself by self-care. And that self-care could be 10 fucking minutes in the morning, 5 days a week. That could be a prayer. That could be an affirmation. That could be a journaling. That could be jumping on this podcast and listening to this once, twice, three times a week, whatever the schedule is, and saying, bam, I'm giving back to myself. Because we've spent so much time in our lives not giving enough to ourselves, neglecting ourselves. We're the fucking acorn. We are the seed. We're the seed. Who's watering us? No one's going to water us except for ourselves. You start conditioning yourself through self-care, then all of a sudden, you start loving yourself. That man in the mirror, you look at and you go, damn, that's right. That's fucking right, because I'm giving back to myself when no one does. And then when you show up in bars, when you show up out, when you want to talk to women, when you want to talk to your boss, all of a sudden, you're showing up bigger than your boss. And then that's when you identify. When you start loving yourself like that, then you can say, hey, Sal Mariano, why are you living? And you spit that shit out like it's your rhyme for life, because you know why, and that's what it is.
Yeah, I love that, dude. You are right on point with this, man. And like going back to what you said, it's just like, you don't need to be at the end result today. You don't need to have all the muscles in the world, you know, you want to have. If you want to gain 30 pounds of muscles and you're an ectomorph and you can't put on any weight, you don't need to have great hair like Sal Mariano. You don't need to have biceps like me if you think I have good biceps. But the point is, you don't need to be at the end result. The point here is, you just have to be working to getting to that point you want to be. Putting in the effort every single day, conditioning yourself, like you said, watering the oak tree, which is your body, and also your mind for that matter as well. Mm. Reading books, listening to podcasts, watching educational YouTube videos, that kind of shit. 2 to 4 hours a day, I think, is awesome. That is a great time frame, a good amount of time to invest in yourself out of the day.
It's a lot.
I mean, it's good though. If you want to really make change, it takes work. You're not going to sit around and fucking expect to change your life or to be happy, to find your purpose, to go out and make an impact on the world, investing 5-10 minutes a day. You really got to put in the time. Think of it as the greatest investment you could possibly make. You're not investing in a stock here. You're not investing in, you know, Walmart or Facebook. You're investing in yourself. And that is infinitely more powerful and infinitely more precious than anything else you could invest in. And I think dedicating a couple hours a day into doing that, whether it's books, whether it's the gym, whether it's working out, eating healthy, meditating, yoga, things like that, that is going to change your life. And again, you don't have to be at the end result now. It's just putting in that effort. And then when you look yourself in the mirror, you're going to be happy at what you see, because you know you're putting in everything you can to get to the point you want to be. And that's really what the key is. It's putting in the effort, knowing you're doing everything you can. That's where happiness comes from. That's where confidence comes from. That's where your purpose is really found.
Oh, love that. Boom.
Dude, I feel like we're both on fucking fire today.
Yeah, we're on fire right now. This is, and here's the magic, people. Because of the laws of nature, here's where if everyone's wondering how these greats do it, how the greats get by, here's the reality. You do this 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, automatically you develop habits of success and your life becomes autonomous. You autonomously go to the gym. You autonomously read. You autonomously listen to a podcast. And then you're at a completely different fucking vibrational level. And then you're like, what the heck? People are looking at you going, how are you shredded? How are you eating broccoli every damn day? How the hell are you always right? Why are you always right? Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm right for myself. That's why. I don't need to be right for you. I'm right for myself.
Oh man, this is fantastic, man. I feel like we could just keep rattling on from this, but Sal, so is there anything else you wanted to add to being able to find out what your purpose is, finding out what your why is? Is there anything else, like any other tips you have for this?
Yeah, so I here's one that's gonna I saved this. I'm starting to use it more, so this is the first time I've went public with this. So it's all for you guys. Grow a ball sack and write a fucking love letter to yourself. I'm talking. Look, keep it to yourself. Don't go showing your girlfriend or something. Don't do that.
I was gonna make it public on Facebook.
And I'm talking, get dirty, get crazy. I mean, go deep. It sounds crazy, but the craziest shit in this world is going to yield you incredible results. Write a love letter to yourself and see what happens. You're going to see things that you've never seen before. You're going to see things on that paper and you're going to go, oh, damn. That's what you're going to say.
All right, so let's talk about this love letter. How do you set it up? How long is it? I mean, what are some of the topics you're covering? Is it loving, you know, literally just going right down the line of things you can think about that you like or love of yourself? And what is the purpose of the letter, and how do we set this up?
All right, the purpose of the letter is it allows you to see yourself in a way that we never really see ourselves. When I talk about it's hard to find your why due to lack of self-love, when you write a love letter to yourself, you're literally writing a love letter to yourself. So what that means is, think of the girl or if you have some female listeners, I'm not sure. Whatever, think of the greatest love that you've ever had in your entire life. The biggest crush. It could have been that high school crush, that high school sweetheart, the thing that was like, I'm like, this thing's coming up for me right now. And when you were so infatuated, if you've ever seen Bambi, they call it Twitter pated. All the forest animals freak out. And when Bambi's tweaking out for that doe,
here comes the Bambi it's like reference.
Yeah, Bambi. But here's the thing. Think about, get a pen and a paper and think about this. Think about what you would write to that one dream lover. I'm talking the greatest partner you could ever imagine. All right. And then what you do is you actually realize that through your writing it, you're writing it to yourself, because those thoughts can only derive from your own brain. Life is but a reflection. So instead of the name on the top, you think about the girl or the guy that you've always, the perfect person that you could ever think of, but really you're writing it to yourself. You're writing what you want them to write to you. So at first you do it because you do it because it's crazy and I said you got to do it. Second, you think about the greatest love of your life that you're writing a letter. And then third, as you're writing, you convert that to them writing it to you, what they would want to say to you. Maybe they want to be like, hey, you know, I'm not going to say it, but you can only imagine what they would want to say to you. And essentially that gives you a peek on how much you love about yourself. Does that make sense?
Let me see if I follow you here. So are you writing three different versions? Like you're writing a first draft, then a second draft, and then the final one is kind of the one you keep? Or is it all just in the perspective of like that final thing, but you're keeping the other part in mind? Does that make sense? Like you're keeping that your lover in mind as you're writing it, but you're just kind of jumping to that third piece of writing it to yourself.
I got. Yeah. So, all right. So the lover is the mindset. It's to think about, it's to get you into the action of writing a love letter. Cause most guys, I mean, when was the last time you wrote a love letter?
Never in my entire life.
Okay. All right. So if to trigger a man to write a love letter, we need a really perfect girl. Yeah. Right. So if you think about that perfect girl, then the pen will start to move. But once the pen starts to move, then what you want to think about is, you want to, instead of writing to her, you want to write like she's writing to you.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, so imagine, Justin, imagine this. Let's role play for a hot second. I'm not the girl, by the way. Just let's.
Oh shit! I wanted to do that one. I want to role play.
Imagine you met the perfect, the match made, the perfect fucking girl. I'm talking like knew everything about you. Whatever perfect is. I hate using that word, but we're going to use this for this situation.
No, I've had a couple of girls I've come across in my life who I can honestly say were just fucking amazing women. And it's so many different aspects of life, personality, looks, our connection, our bond, our vibe together in person. Like there's been a couple of really incredible women for whatever reason, you know, didn't work out. But yeah, I can think in my mind of a couple too.
Okay. Imagine that you're past the honeymoon stage. Imagine that the ice has been broken. Imagine that you're using the restroom with the door open. All right, like that kind of weird shit, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she writes you the dirtiest, grimiest, loving, hottest, sexiest, heart-melting letter you could ever imagine. I'm talking like you're reading it and your jaw drops to the freaking floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is essentially the goal, to write that to yourself. Okay. Because and here's where the trick is. The trick is this. This is why it's so profound. It's because she could never write you that letter. Your mind is the only thing that comes up with what you truly want to hear.
Yes.
Right? How she hugs you, how she touches you, how she cooks for you, what she says when you come home, when you have a bad day. Your mind is the only one that can come up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you write. It gives you permission to write things that no one ever
fucking... Dude, I love this. The only real thing I'm thinking of, the only potential issue is, what about, you know, sexual shit that would inevitably pop up in the letter she would write you? What are you doing with that kind of stuff?
You got, that's why we don't show our mothers, anyone.
So
we don't show anyone this letter. That's we can included. Burn this thing afterwards, but it actually is encouraged. I encourage people to write sexually insane things, because what it does is you start writing about this stuff and it breaks the barriers and the chains off of you feeling uncomfortable about your sexuality. Mm-hmm. So like you can write about what you would want her to say and do. Essentially what you're doing is you're owning what you love. You don't have to show anyone this letter, but you're owning what you love. And when you do that, you're Superman. You rip the shirt off. You're like, damn right.
No shit, man. This is fucking awesome. This is intense, but I like it. This is really cool.
It's wild.
I'm going to have to fucking honestly do this. And then who knows? I might have to burn the letter afterwards because it's going to get, it's going to get bad.
I've done it 3 times and I had a girlfriend the whole time. And yeah, burn that thing. Burn that letter.
Was it even the girlfriend that you were writing about, or was it somebody else?
Well, I mean, no.
you can't say. Okay, so.
No, I can totally own it. No, it wasn't that. It was the fact. So it started. I'm good. Okay. If there was ever a woman to give you what you write about yourself in the love letter, call me. Let me know. I want to touch your shoulder. I want some of your magic dust because. No one can give you the stimulus or the self-love or what you want. Your wants, needs, and desires, no one can give you them as much as you can own it and give it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's that's okay that if you're, you know, in I guess we can talk about you, this is your specialty. If something does come up in the love letter that you do want to address with your partner, you know, I'd be strategic about it. I wouldn't like really go and show her, but this is for you. The ultimate goal is for you to own your likes, your dislikes, and what you love about yourself.
Gotcha, man. And that's cool. Makes a lot of sense. And you're right. The love really does stem from within yourself. I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, for me, like I said, I've had 2 girls that were really special. Not even, well, I don't want to get into details of this, but just needless to say, there's been 2 girls over the course of my lifetime that I had a real good connection with. And, you know, there was something special kind of there. And, But thinking about it, like you said, it's not like they gave me love or there was like love there. There was love stemming from them. It was more of that love came within inside me and like everything, all the feelings, all the emotions I got, that all stemmed from within me. Yeah, they had a part to contribute to it. They had that reaction that set it off. But like even the, you know, speaking like biologically, physiologically, those chemicals, all those endorphins, those neurotransmitters, those all came from within myself. And whether you can actually mm-hmm. measure love itself as like a chemical or body reaction, I mean, that's kind of a different matter. But like literally, love comes from within yourself. And I think this exercise would be great to really brainstorm what it is that you're trying to focus on, you know, as far as like self-love and the attributes you love about yourself. And I think putting it in that perspective of like having that person where you can like write it to yourself is kind of really neat and probably a good way to start.
Yeah, it is deep, but try it out and don't hold back. That's the thing. And then you just said something too that was really interesting that landed with me pretty harshly, which is freaking amazing. I was thinking about how I was just saying about how, you know, you were saying you've been in relationship. I've been in relationships with these amazing women. Here's the reality. The more you find out how to love yourself, the more you find out how to truly love yourself is the more that you will get that love in return. And look, these girls or these partners aren't you. And the joy of life, this life experience, this fucking roller coaster we call life, enjoying it with a partner gets really fucking awesome when you have what the Buddhists call it duality. Einstein calls it relativity, anything that we can relate to, right? So if we love ourselves so much, we love ourselves as much as we possibly can, we've essentially given the invitation to our partner to love themselves and to love the relationship as much as they can, therefore spicing up the whole life, this whole ingredients of life. So for, you know, if there's some women out there that are triggered or men out there that are triggered with what I said, I'm owning myself to self-love, but also through that I recognize that the more I love myself, the more my girl is going to love herself and the more my girl is going to love me. And that's just the way it is.
The one thing I want to add to that or ask you actually, Sal, is for those guys listening who feel like they aren't in relationships where mm-hmm. they love themselves or maybe they're miserable after a certain period of time, maybe they feel like they're in the wrong relationship. Mm-hmm. How do they still love themselves? How do they go about finding love, you know, within themselves and potentially staying or improving or completely transforming their relationship to stay with that woman that they want to love or even, you know, break away from that woman and get in and find a new relationship and with somebody else, or, you know, I guess it first comes down to themselves. How do they find that love within themselves if they're in a tough relationship, whether that's staying with the relationship or going off and being single and kind of finding themselves on their own? What is the best way for them to do it if they're kind of in that shitty relationship right now?
Okay. All right. I love this. Bam. I love this. Okay. If you're in a shitty relationship right now, you put yourself there. That's just the way it is. We're in control of our own lives. So the first thing is to take radical responsibility of who you are and where you're at. No playing victim. You'll hear victim come up a lot in the coaching world. You'll hear victim come up a lot even in social media. If you're in a relationship, if you're in any moment in life where you're not happy, why are you still there right now? So make a decision. If you want some insight, follow your gut. Your gut. I don't know if you talk about this, Justin, but your gut is freaking phenomenal. Your gut will say, red light, warning, 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 hell no, right? Mm-hmm. So the first thing is make a decision. Make a decision. Get yourself out of shit. Get out ASAP. Do not. We are so affected by those around us. We are like energy suckers and energy givers. If you're around 5 billionaires, you will become a billionaire. If you're around 5 people that are 600 pounds, you will be a very large person. That's just the way it is. Get away from anything toxic in your life. You are either getting busy dying or getting busy living. Do not waste any more time.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes the right decision is the toughest decision to make. And even for me, going back, you know, 6 months ago when I broke up with my last girlfriend, or we broke up, mm-hmm. it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. But looking back now, it was certainly the right decision. And she's happier now. I'm happier now. We're kind of just in that relationship where it was a stagnant relationship, wasn't going anywhere. And just, you know, a lot of fights, a lot of, you know, crap over the last, mm-hmm. you know, few months or whatever leading up to that. And it was just the right decision that, you know, for both of us. But, you know, of course there was love there. We both loved each other. I still love her. She still loves me as, you know, friends, and we have that connection and that bond. But man, it's just sometimes the easy decision is to be complacent, to not take action, and to keep pretending like things are okay, keep pretending like, you know, you're happy. And, you know, that's kind of the easy decision, is to not do anything, to be stagnant. To fucking not do anything. But man, the take an action part, like stepping up, making a decision, and, you know, putting yourself out there and you know, taking that risk, that can literally change your life. And I can honestly say the last couple of months I've been the happiest I've been in years. And it's not because, you know, my ex was a bad person or anything like that. It's totally, you know, opposite of that, but it was the right decision. And I've been happy, incredibly happy the last few months, because I know deep down that it was the right decision, and I'm, you know, in a place where I'm growing again, I'm improving, I get to focus on myself, that kind of thing. And again, you know, likewise, I know she's kind of in that same place as well. But man, to your point, making that decision, taking action, acting on things, and following your gut can fucking literally change your life.
It is the reward from not it's the reward from taking action and not hiding from your fears. On the other side of that too is, remember the acorn. If you want to stay in this relationship, don't sit around and do nothing. Water the fucking acorn. Make effort. Condition your relationship just like you condition your life, and make it work. Identify right away if this woman or man, whatever sex is, whoever you're dating, if you're with someone and you are miserable, make sure that that decision isn't laziness. Make sure you're not just like, oh, I've given up. Make sure that it is not right by you, or it is right by you, one decision or the other, and make a fucking effort to do something about it. Condition your life by moving on, or condition your relationship by working on it. What does that look like? Marriage counseling, coaching, call fucking Justin, call fucking me, whatever that means. Do something about it. Read a book. Do something.
Mm-hmm. The last thing I'll say on that too is there's something about following your gut. Like, I don't want to get you know, all esoteric here and talk about weird shit that doesn't make any sense, but there really is something to following your gut and kind of following the energy of, like, the universe, what the universe is calling, what, you know, what your calling is. Again, this all kind of comes down to finding your purpose and finding your why. But I think when we ignore our gut, when we ignore our intuition, we kind of go against what our direction in life is. Again, I don't necessarily believe in all that crazy shit of, you know, law of attraction is one thing that's cool.
I love it.
We've talked about that a few times on the show. Not 100% sold on that, but I do think there's something to that. But I don't necessarily believe in you know, signs and all this stuff and, you know, mm-hmm. palm reading and shit like that. But there mm-hmm. is something certainly to following your gut, following your intuition and the way the universe works and kind of what your calling is, what you're drawn to. When you can follow what you're drawn to naturally, the your life opens up and the world changes.
Yeah, man, it's I love that, bro. I love it so much. I you know what? When I started getting into all this shit, I talk about my buddy Sir Isaac Newton.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, I learn about momentum. An object in motion tends to stay in motion. Get to the gym. Get eating right. Spend time conditioning yourself. Day after day, you will create momentum. All right, thank you, Newton. And then I think about for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. I'm like, okay, there's relativity. I understand if I do great today, something else somewhere could possibly do not so great tomorrow. It was a level of awareness. And then I started to realize that energy can neither be destroyed or created. And I was like, holy fuck, man, what's going on? And that's when I started viewing the world and saying, it's all the same shit. Where you are today is exactly where you put yourself. That's it. You have doubts and resistance and anything, whatever you're doing, if you think deep enough, if you dare to think deep enough, it's all the same shit. It's all energy and matter. That's all this fucking crap is. It's all energy and matter. You put yourself there. You can also take yourself out. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, dude, I totally fucking agree. And yeah, Isaac Newton, man, he's a great friend of mine as well, and somebody yes. somebody I looked up to for sure for many years.
Yo, yeah. What's up, Newton?
Newton, what up? Dude, is there anything else you want to add to this? I wanted to actually touch on self-mastery today, but we're kind of running out of time here. So what we're going to do, Sal, is we're going to get you back on the show maybe in a few weeks or a month or so, and I want to have you back for sure, man, if you can come back on and cover the topic of self-mastery, which I know pretty much your entire coaching philosophy is based on self-mastery and helping guys just become fucking bosses in life. So, dude, I'm going to get you back on. We'll cover that topic. Hopefully, again, maybe, you know, we can chat, maybe even do this in person, seeing as how we both are basically in fucking Boston, which is kind of ridiculous that we're doing this over Skype even right now. But hopefully we can maybe do that in person. But either way, I'd want to get you back on the show. Sal, before I let you go for this episode, though, man, is there a takeoff or send away message you'd like to leave our Elite Man audience, and then a place you'd like to send our listeners to check out more about your work and what you're up to?
Yes, that would be great. That would be really, really great. Okay, so it's really simple. Listeners who are listening, first of all, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Justin, thank you for having me. For those of you who have made it all the way through, I ask you to do one thing, and that is dare to be yourself. I ask you to please just fucking be you. Don't try and be anyone else. Just be you, and dare to do it every day, unapologetically, every day. Don't ever fucking apologize for being you. Be you every damn day.
Love it, dude. Love it. And guys, push yourself out of your comfort zone. Do shit that you haven't done yet. Do shit you always wanted to do. Sign up for that dance class. Sign up for the acting class. Sign up for some crazy trip that you wanted to go to that you haven't done yet. Live life on your terms and do shit that's going to push you into expanding your horizons and expanding your confidence level and your ability to do shit. Sal, that is awesome, man. Where's a place you want to send our listeners to? Is it you got a Facebook page, a website?
Yeah.
Where do you want to send our guys to?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a website, salmariano.com, salmariano.com. You can check me out on my website there. Where I show up all the time, though, is on Facebook. It seems to be where all my tribe hangs out. You can check out facebook.com/salselfmastery. We talk about self-mastery. It's SALSELFMASTERY. Facebook.com/salselfmastery. I throw up all kinds of cool shit on there, and you can see what I'm up to.
Awesome. Yeah, dude, I know you're crushing it on Facebook. I watch your videos all the time on there.
Oh, thanks, man.
Talking about some really cool shit. So, guys, follow him on Facebook and check out his website as well, salmariano.com. Sal, brother, it's been fucking awesome, dude, chatting with you. Like always, every time we get on a phone call, every time we get on some kind of chat, I feel inspired and ready to kick ass. I'm actually going to head to the gym right now and kick some ass because of our talk and because I'm so fired up.
Sal, yes.
Thanks again for coming on the show, brother. I really do appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, one final thank you to eSight for sponsoring today's episode. If you haven't yet, go to everyonedeservestosee.com to check out those revolutionary new electronic glasses. It's really phenomenal what they're doing. Other than that, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Take care, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.